Usually at this time of year, farms would be humming with backpackers harvesting avocados and berries. But since the pandemic, the number of backpackers in Australia has shrunk from about 140,000 to just 30,000. And the Federal Agriculture Minister isn't counting on them returning once borders reopen. From Manjimup in Western Australia's southwest, Liza Borello reports.
It's a freezing afternoon at the Manjimup Hotel, and rugged up in puffer jackets and beanies, agricultural workers from Vanuatu look a long way from home. One plays the piano while others enjoy a game of pool. Ed Fallons, who runs the hotel, is very happy to be hosting the Pacific workers, but usually houses backpackers.
The old saying in Australia, rode on the sheep's back, is now they've ridden on the backpacker's back. They've been the backbone for the last 20 years.
Manjimup and nearby Donnybrook are fruit-growing towns, and with few backpackers left in the region, growers like Russell Delroy are spending big dollars bringing in Pacific workers.
This year we've spent nearly $170,000 on hotel quarantine alone, without flights.
But he says the switch to seasonal workers has boosted productivity.
It's become increasingly difficult to manage the high turnover of backpacker labour. The great thing about the seasonal worker program is we train them at the beginning of the season. They're here for the full 6 or 9 months. They go home, and the same people will return the following year.
43-year-old Tongan national Maliani Moniati says the scheme is helping her too.
I'll be here for 9 months, and what I'll be earning here will be the double with what I have in Tonga.
The federal government recently announced a new agriculture visa. It'll offer a pathway to permanent residency for skilled, semi-skilled and unskilled agricultural workers. And it's targeted at Southeast Asian nations. But crucially, the Agriculture Minister, David Littleproud, says it will remain separate from the Pacific labour schemes, meaning workers from those countries won't be offered permanent residency.
We don't want to take away that precious human capital from the Pacific. They need their men and women there to be able to build their nations.
And once Australia's international border reopens, David Littleproud isn't counting on a huge resurgence in backpackers.
They weren't always as reliable, but they played a very important role. But this is an important time for us to use this to make a structural change in the workforce in this country and make sure that those that are working there want to be part of our regional communities.
Back in Donnybrook, if he could choose, Russell Delroy says he'd pick seasonal workers from the Pacific and East Timor as his preferred labour source.
It's good to see that we're able to make a real difference to their lives as well.
Farmer Russell Delroy ending Eliza Borello's report, and you can see Eliza's story on Landline, ABC TV this Sunday at 12:30.